A happy Friday to all Hank fans and family that celebrated, though.
It's why we love today.
Can I be there when you call the manager?
I love it.
It's going to be fun.
It is the 25th day of the 7th month of 2025. It rolls on Friday, 2:06 in. 159 left to go. We got 38 days until Labor Day proper, 98 until Halloween, 100 until daylight saving time ends, and fall falls in 60 days. National Wine and Cheese Day, if you so desire.
It's very exciting.
Do you have to involve charcuterie and or boards with such a thing?
I mean, you can, which are pretty much just Lunchables for grown-ups. And if you really want a reason to have taquitos, that's okay, too.
It is National Hot Fudge Sunday Day.
Ooh.
Today.
I mean, which is cute, but we're going to Brahms for ice cream cones, okay? So just kind of back off today, Sunday. It's Friday.
Yeah, but if you're not in the first 50, you show up, though.
Mm-hmm.
They do have some pretty good
Hot Fudge Sundays there, backup too. Option.
National Hire a Veteran Day. Very nice. It's International Red Shoe Day. I have two of them currently.
Congratulations.
And Merry Christmas in July Day. It's the 25th. So I think that used to be a bigger thing before then Amazon Prime Days kind of swept it out of the way.
Yeah, and if you live in my house, almost every day is Christmas. My son was walking around the other day saying that we really need to get into the spirit. And good. Almost as much as he loves wrestlers,
he
loves the Grinch.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
It's more Halloween in July at this point at your local retailer.
Mm.
On this date in history, things happened, such as 1871, the merry-go-round was invented.
And around and around and around.
On this date in 1969, U.S. Senator Ted Kennedy pled guilty to leaving the scene of an accident.
Make good choices.
A lot of music things happening on this date. 1964, Hard Day's Night by the Beatles, number one album. 66, the Monkees record Last Train to Clarksville.
Oh.
Also on the same date, Supremes release You Can't Hurry Love.
Gotta wait.
1970, number one, the Carpenters' Close to You hits number one. Just feeling nostalgic, man.
Mm.
AC/DC released Back in Black, their first album, on this date in 1980. Sounded just like that.
Mm-hmm.
83, Metallica releases their debut album. And on 1990, on this date, Roseanne sang the national anthem. And
that is, that
I'm not going to play
that. Metallica
at all.
I'm not
play that right
she
there.
Did not rock out, dude.
Elsewhere, 1978, Louise Brown was the first test tube baby born in England.
Congratulations.
To a family of other test tubes. It was front.
Really?
It was really awkward. They didn't think it out. And on this date in 99, Lance Armstrong wins his first tour de France. So congratulations to him.
Lance Strong.
Well, it went well. Weekend birthday kicks for the following. He is an NFL quarterback, Bryce Young. He is 24 today. Matt LeBlanc is 58. And model Iman, David Bowie's widow, 70 today. Tomorrow, Taylor Momsen is 32. She's Gossip Girl.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
There you go.
Gossipy.
Kate Beckinsale is 52.
She's pretty.
Former Bachelor host, Jesse Palmer. Didn't give him a rose, did he? Chris Harrison is 54 tomorrow.
Jason Statham is 58.
He's a star.
He's one of those, and proudly, admittedly, is the same character in every single movie he is in.
And it works.
Kind of like AC/DC releasing their first album 45 years ago today and doing the same thing ever since.
Jeremy Piven is 60. Sandra Bullock is 61 tomorrow. Kevin Spacey, I'm sure, is excited. 66 tomorrow.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Dorothy Hamill, 69 tomorrow. Roger Taylor of Queen, 76. Helen Mirren is 80.
Helen Mirren.
Correct. Mick Jagger, Sir Mick Jagger, is 82 tomorrow.
How did he outlive all these people?
Golfer Jordan Spieth on Sunday is 62, North Texan. Nick Hogan, son of Hulk, 35 on Sunday. Yep. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, those that know, 48. A-Rod, 50. Maya Rudolph, greatness, 53 on Sunday. Triple H, the game. Hunter Hearst Helmsley's 56.
He wrestles, too.
And Plano native, and maybe, I think, a resident, too. Bill Engvall.
Here's your sign.
68 on Sunday.
Amen.
There you go. Well, we're going to try it again, starting next.